Hey guys, welcome back. Lena here on another beautiful morning. We are in episode 15. Listen up, applying biblical wisdom to everyday life. We're studying 1 Corinthians and we are in chapter 4, verses 14 to 21. I call today's teaching how to receive correction. And let me read you what Paul writes as he finishes chapter 4, starting in verse 14. I do not write these things to make you ashamed, but to admonish you as my beloved children. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ. As I teach them everywhere in every church, some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. What do you wish? Shall I come to you with a rod? Or with love and a spirit of gentleness. Now, Paul is writing this letter because he has heard a bad report from Chloe about the church, that there's quarrelings and fightings and divisions. There has been some immorality in the church we're going to get to in the next chapter. We're going to start looking at the practical things. That's why we call this Listen Up, Applying Biblical Wisdom to Everyday Life, because you're going to be dealing with everyday stuff, stuff that the culture that was worldly was influencing the church in rather than the other way around. So this letter is a corrective letter, and here we sort of have a summary again of how Paul's writing, who he's writing to, and his goal is clear. It is to admonish, again, not just any people, but his beloved children, because this was a church he founded back 18 months earlier during his second missionary journey to Corinth. So he loves these people, and so he's writing them with a heart full of love, and we're going to think about how to receive correction. Number one, correction is not meant to harm us, but to help us, all right? And we see here that this that Paul's heart is not to hurt the people of Corinth, but to help them, to encourage them to get back on track, to get back in a place that is honoring to the Lord. So God in his goodness is committed to correcting us, and he often will use spiritual leaders to do that. And so this, and I love how Paul talks about, for I became your father in Christ Jesus. He considers himself their father in the Lord, meaning they're his spiritual children. If you've ever led somebody to the Lord and they've received Christ, you know that you look at them as if they're just your child in the Lord. And so God in his love has given us many teachers and fathers. Who is your spiritual father or mother? I know my spiritual mother, it is my mother. She's actually my birth mother, but she's my spiritual mother too. She told me about Jesus and I received Christ and was discipled by her. Who is your spiritual father and mother? Correction by these people who love you is not meant to harm you, but to help you. Secondly, correction is not meant to be to destroy you, but to rebuild you. So ultimately what Paul is doing here is, again, it's a reset. And he's, again, that is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ. He wants them to change, not to be given up to arrogance, but to humbly receive correction. The goal is not to give up and be like, man, we screwed it up. We are not walking the way God wants us to. The goal is not to give up, but to grow up. And he goes as far as to say, imitate me, imitate me. The goal is not to resent teaching, but to humbly receive correction. Now, I got to be honest with you, that is not an easy thing to do. If you've ever gotten any negative criticism in any fashion, the first thing we do is get defensive. Well, you don't know me. You don't know where I came from. I don't agree with you. And it is only as you meditate prayerfully over what is said and open your heart to it. I believe if you come to the table with a teachable spirit, then you're able to receive correction. But if you come to thinking that everything you're doing is correct, then it's going to be hard to be teachable. I tell my nephews all the time, they're young, and even the five-year-old, I've told them, I said, the greatest asset that you will have in life is teachability. Teachability is the willingness to say, I don't know, but I'm open to learn. And I pray that that is our attitude. So correction is not meant to harm us, but to help us. It is not meant to destroy us, but to rebuild us. And correction is not meant to alienate us, but to draw us closer. The heart of Paul is not to alienate them. He's not throwing a bomb of correction and leaving. No, he's saying, shall I come to you with it? He's meaning to go back to them. He considers them his family, his children, his people he loves. And he's looping back around to visit them down the road. But before he comes to see them, he sends them this letter, pointing out some things in their life, pointing out some inconsistencies, some sin that needs to be repented of. And so he wants to come to them in a spirit of gentleness. He's correcting them with a spirit of love. And he's about to get into chapter 5 in some difficult topics, topics that are going to be hard for us to deal with as well. So as we enter into this next session, chapter 5 next week, as we enter into the sexual issues that Paul's going to talk about, can I ask you to prayerfully ask the Lord to give you a soft and gentle heart that is teachable and open to correction. Every one of us needs conviction in these areas. Every one of us needs to grow in these things. So God, even now, as we close this episode, as we end this week, we are so grateful for your word. We're so thankful for your spirit. We ask that you would, in your power, change us. We ask that you give us teachable hearts and minds that are willing to submit to whatever it is that you have for us. It is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. And for that, we are thankful. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hey guys, I will catch you again next week. In the meantime, have an awesome weekend. Be in the Word, pray, and don't waste your life. Take care.